Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a wonderful guest who's not a blogger, maybe not yet, but Arif Mahmood is a social media and technology attorney who advises businesses on social media and technology law and has been cited by the American Bar Association as well as FoxNews.com. As founder of Precedent New Media, he focuses on the science of influence and how the field of cognitics can help small businesses and professionals understand their customers better. Today we'll be talking to Arif about how business professionals can be more effective by using cognitics in their social media strategy. So welcome, Arif.
Thank you very much, Daisy. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out. And this is really fascinating to me. But for our listeners, would you be able to explain exactly what cognitics is and then why it's important for businesses to use?
Sure. I mean, cognitics is really the study of how people process and understand complex information. And a lot of it happens on a subconscious level, and it happens very quickly. And for that reason, lawyers and especially technology lawyers who deal with complicated matters have over the years worked this into how we approach litigation and court matters. And I realized that cognitive psychology and specifically cognitics applies just as much to small business owners trying to run social media campaigns on limited budgets, people who are in the PR business. And I think that I've identified a couple of principles that I think that are applicable to many people who are trying to promote themselves or their business based on current research in cognitics.
Well, that's a perfect explanation and a perfect reason why people should be very aware of this, because like you're saying, social media strategy, it happens very quickly. I mean, our attention spans are that of a gnat, right, as customers, and we're always distracted and divided from one thing to another. So it's really important to engage quickly, and then the use of cognitics, of course, will help. Now, what are some of those principles? What are some of those things that business professionals can learn from cognitics and that how they can implement in their social media strategy?
Well, there are four major instincts that would be relevant to the social media sphere. So one is priming, how a first thought influences a second thought. The second is semantics, how changing words changes reactions. The third would be what people call altruistic motivation, that essentially people are happy helping other people. And the fourth is what I call forward preparation, is that people want to remember what they think may be important later on. And as you said, these are even more important in social media, where you have, you know, a tablet or a smartphone, and you have Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook updates streaming across. Yeah, you get email ads and coupons, like Groupon offers. And for people in this sphere, they need to know that by systematically designing your social media content to optimize based on these principles, you can get a much better reaction from your audience.
Now, can you give us an example of what you mean? Let's say a tweet or something. You tell me.
Okay, so for example, priming, and I'll give a very general example. Mm-hmm. If research has shown that if you think about something long-term and abstract, in the future, you tend to evaluate an opportunity right now on its own merit rather than pre-existing rules about maybe money or budgets or all that. So, for example, I'll give you an example from a lawyer's perspective. If I'm representing a small business in a commercial dispute against a larger business, and we are trying to get the audience, the jury on our side by saying we have been acting more responsibly, you might want to say something like, my client is a small business now, but we're going to be larger in the future. How do you want large, powerful businesses to act when no one is looking? And that is one tactic that people tend to then not look so much at money and what happened right away and think about, well, yes, let's consider the effect of our decisions. So, for example, if you were doing a tweeting campaign, you might start off by saying, we have a leading reputation in our industry for quality, for customer service. We are known by our customers as being active in the community. If you cannot compete on price or reputation, that by saying those statements first, it gives you a much better chance that your audience will look at your whole reputation, everything you have to offer, and not just the particular price of your product that day.
Wow, I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, you see that happening in retail. You see that happening all over the place. Yeah, I mean, I think that that's an excellent, two excellent examples. And now, so you have the priming. Now, you also want, your other principle was the semantics. So how does semantics affect your ability to make a great connection with your customers?
Well, you hear in political debates, people say, well, that's just a matter of semantics. That's not important. But really, that's not true. Research shows that you convey different ideas to someone based on which language you use. And technology lawyers have known this for a long time, and we control language. Research shows that when you emphasize one outcome, the results tend to be based on how people compare the future options to that outcome. So if you want to look at, if you've gained a reputation in your field and you talk about being an industry leader and you always preface your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter posts as saying, you know, Acme Corporation, an industry leader, wants to implement a new system of product category, build a reputation in a new field. People will look at industry leader first and compare your offers to someone who is an industry leader. If you don't use those words, that positioning will not enter into their minds as they evaluate your offers. But by putting it out there first that you already have a reputation, people will look at your offers in the light that you want to convey.
And on to the next principle. I mean, that's true. I mean, we obviously use that all the time, industry leader.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a leader in your industry, you need to let people know about it because you want to be, like you said, known as, compared as, thought as, and come from that perspective. Now, altruistic motivation, we're talking about the, you know, intrinsic need for, or want for people to help other people. So what does that mean in terms of your social media strategy for small businesses?
Well, the most recent research in organizational psychology has found the single greatest motivation for people, you know, even sometimes beyond paychecks, is a feeling of helping other people. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily charitable donations from your company. I'm talking about how can you help your audience help their friends and family. And again, you know, for lawyers, this happens all the time where you might show up in court and a judge does not have the time to read every case and every document that both parties have put together in front of them. And then you are stuck with a problem. How do you teach the judge? How do you do it in a polite, respectful way? Teach them what they don't know already. And the best thing you can do is to frame the debate saying, there is information that we believe will help you decide this dispute. Can we talk about that for 5 minutes? And people are much more receptive to that. Now, in the social media world, the greatest non-celebrity Twitter accounts with the most followers are what we call curators. People who have become trusted to find valuable information and put it in one place. They curate information. And small businesses can use this technique. So, for example, if you were an online travel website or you had travel deals, it's one thing to say we have a trip to Cuba for $1,000. It's another thing to say we provide alerts that will alert you to bad weather or changes in you know, the political situation there or disasters. And people will look at that and say, well, you know what? That is something that my friends and family who are going to Cuba might need and might like. And they're much more likely to remember you and the service you put if they feel that they can help other travelers, their friends and family, at another time when they might be traveling using your service.
Right, and I would assume they would also like the fact that it seems your business is looking to help their customers.
Yes. Yeah.
As well, not
yeah.
just sell them something,
yeah.
but actually help
yeah.
them. So,
yeah.
yeah, okay, you know, this is a really, really great information, Arif. And then how can businesses begin? Okay, we have all of this stuff, but how can they actually begin to implement this, the forward preparation you were talking about? How can they begin to implement the use of Cognetics? Where should they start, like, you know, ground floor?
Well, I can go back to technology lawyers. When we plan complex strategies, we sit down with these tactics in front of us and design the content around there. So I would say when you were designing a social media marketing strategy or content, you have to provide something that someone will want to remember, something that they can use in the future. You have to provide a segment of your information that they can forward to their friends and family to help them. You also have to decide what language you are going to use and stick to that consistently. Figure out what your most basic appeal is, and as I mentioned before, industry leader, or do you have an international reputation? Say what you have and then follow up with it with ideas that will prime people to think about you in the way that you want to promote yourself. And so the key lesson here is to, when, before you start typing your great offers and your great prices and your website and your promotions, put these four principles in front of you and design with them in mind and check them off. Priming, semantics, altruistic motivation, and forward preparation. And do not consider your content complete until you have checked all four off.
Well, these are great takeaways for the listeners. And of course, everyone can find out more about Arif Mahmood and how he helps businesses implement Cognetics and social media science strategies. You can do that at precedentnewmedia.com. That's P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T, newmedia.com. Thank you so much for a great interview.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. That's JenningsWire.com. Till next time.